Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Lore Boys.
Hey.
My name is Ethan Palmer. Thanks so much for stopping by. With me is...
My name's Peter O'Donohue. I'm also the Sultan of Smooth here on the Lore Boys podcast. And on my side, the Grand Vizier of Charm.
Uh-huh.
James Sweet Tongue Miller.
Sweet Tongue Miller.
Oh, his tongue's so sweet.
It's actually, it's a nuisance, but...
I can't enjoy salty foods. Hi, everybody. We're the Lore Boys podcast. We do lore.
It's about lore. If you're blind or too lazy to read a wiki page, we're the guys for you.
We're the guys that do it for you.
We're like audio braille.
Were you planning on watching a YouTube video about Pikmin?
Idiot.
Put it down, dummy.
Yeah.
We got you.
I got a funny quick story that I withheld for you guys. I wanted to see if you think this is funny, although you may have seen it on Facebook, but none of us use Facebook, really. I locked my keys inside my car last night.
Okay.
While it was still on.
Oh, classic.
Yep.
The classic, yeah. Having no remote for your car in 2018.
Yeah, well, it's a 10-year-old car, and it's completely analog.
Yeah.
So I left the keys in the ignition, locked all the doors, and closed it.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, of course, being the ever-prepared and wonderful better half, did not have her debit card or her keys. So we had to call a cab, so we couldn't get into my home spare.
How did the cab get the door open of your car?
They have these little plastic wedges and like a doctor air pump, like that they take your blood pressure.
The cab actually does that.
Yeah. It's $30, and then they have like these two wedges, the like blood pressure air pump thing that they just jam in there, and then he just has what looks to be a coat hanger with red tape on the end, and he just pops it open for you.
Huh. If I was a cab driver, I would have came over and said, "Oh wow, is your car running?" And he would say yes, and I would. Said, you better go catch it.
Thankfully, his English was not very good.
Splashed him with some slush,
so he couldn't make fun of me. Anyway.
Serves that guy right for not speaking English very good. He didn't get a chance to make fun of Peter.
Yeah, he just starts taking English lessons immediately this weekend.
Yeah,
just so he's just like, I missed an opportunity to roast that kid.
Yeah.
No fucking idiot will go unroasted on my watch forward. I will learn English, goddammit. That's how he became Prime Minister.
Of Canada.
Yeah.
Which is where we're from.
Yes, sir.
Remember when we used to goof where we were somewhere else all the time?
That was a long time.
It basically
stopped when that one girl on Instagram figured out we were from Montreal because we talked about the metro and she was like, you guys aren't from fucking France. And we're like, oh, damn it!
I thought we just became more comfortable with ourselves so we could just say where we're really from.
Me, definitely not.
No, me neither. It wasn't a self-esteem thing. Congratulations on your breakthrough, though, James.
Yeah. Wow. It's great. This doesn't make me get in my own head or anything, knowing that you're there and I'm not. But I think we could do a podcast, I guess. Yeah.
Leaving us behind.
So, Peter, you've played Pikmin?
I have. I played the shit out of the GameCube Pikmin.
Yeah, I played it on a CRT in university whenever it was the summer and everyone's at home and there's nothing to do.
Pikmin really 2?
I think it was Pikmin 2, but I don't know if I would even know. I know there was a bunch of little guys that had different colors that I had to put in different places to solve different puzzles.
Do you remember?
Build a spaceship.
Do you remember how many colors there were?
There was... Well, dude, has anyone ever asked you how many colors there are? It just depends. I guess, you know.
There's a lot of them. There's rose gold. Is that a color?
Yeah, it's an iPhone color.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's marigold.
Yeah.
There's just straight up gold.
There is just regular
white gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black gold.
Red gold. Blue gold.
What are these words that you guys are adding before gold? You've lost me now.
I played the one where you're on Earth and you have your buddy with you. It's the second player.
That's the second one.
Okay, so I played a lot of Pikmin 2.
Wait, like your buddy with you is and you have Louis, the other guy. Like,
Olimar and other astronaut.
Yeah, that's Pikmin 2.
Yeah, that's one that I played.
In Pikmin 1, you're just Olimar.
Oh, okay.
Captain Olimar.
I played the one where you have to fight Captain Falcon. Which one was that?
Yeah, that was Smash.
That's Super Smash.
Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fairly popular franchise.
Is that where he comes from?
Yeah, originally.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've not heard of Super Smash, but as far as I know, that's that indie game that has Detective Pikachu in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The one where he's always trying to fuck.
Yeah.
It's a Super Smash.
You hear that? You hear that? That's the sound of 1,000 fanboys typing you angry comments. Please leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, do it. 5 stars, baby. We need it. We thirst for it. We hunger for it.
So I have to admit, though, I know about zero about the story of Pikmin, except for you land somewhere and you have to put a ship together to leave again.
You collect trash to send back to, like, your archivist or something, right?
No, you. So in the... Well, okay, the second one... You're trying to make money because Louis, your sidekick in Pikmin 2, was an idiot. And basically the company that you work for, he like bankrupted them. So you get back to your home planet at the beginning of Pikmin 2 after being marooned in Pikmin 1.
Yes.
Right. In Pikmin 1, you're on vacation, you crash land, you have to repair your ship.
Oh, I played Pikmin 1 when I was very young, and then Pikmin 2 in university. Okay. Now I remember.
There you go.
Gotcha.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't know the story to 3, but in Pikmin 2, at the beginning, you get back to your home planet, and you have like a bottle cap that you had saved for your as a souvenir for your son, and you find out that your company's gone bankrupt, and they sold your ship, and then your boss, the president, is like, oh, well, that's worth money. We're going to send people back to that planet to gather more. And that's in Pikmin 2. You're trying to make money for the company.
Okay. Okay.
Your boss, the president.
That's his name. That's his canonical name in the games is just the president. he's actually playable for a couple sections in Pikmin 2.
Oh, wow. I never got that far. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
It's just you're in an office, be like buy, sell.
Yeah.
Donna, you're out of here.
Presidential stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, you have your secretary in to blow you.
Well,
yeah,
the president of a company would be doing that. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. Is he a president of a country or a?
I looked. I was actually looking into this because he was just named the president. I was like, and I mean, it's a lot about the games are a lot about like consumerism and stuff because you're basically like picking up garbage and repurposing it. That's like the whole like theme of the game. So I was wondering because the planet that you're from is super. It appears to be like capitalist in nature or whatever. And I guess the story of Pikmin 2, like you need money to make sure your business doesn't become insolvent, kind of supports that.
Yeah.
So I was actually wondering like if it's like a statement that this guy is also the president of the country, but I couldn't find anything on it.
Yeah.
So we'll say Loreboy's canon. Yes, absolutely.
It's up
perfect.
To us.
Done.
Yeah. Because that's what consumerism is repurposing trash.
Exactly. Is taking.
Yeah. Well, capitalists love recycling.
That's it. It's we take the beautiful created works of talented artists and we just trash it down.
Uh-huh.
Just get our little nubby little fingers in it. We all have very short fingers.
Yeah.
We get those nubby little fingers in it. And we make it our own little thing, and you guys eat it up.
So. Yeah, and then you release a mobile app companion as well with whatever your fucking project was.
Exactly.
Yeah, it counts your steps. Who knows? I don't fucking...
So for people who don't know, Pikmin are small plant-based creatures.
They look like little elves, kind of.
Kind of like little elves,
things.
Yeah.
Pointy ears, pointy nose.
Not all of them.
No?
So certain ones have pointy noses, certain ones have pointy ears.
And some of them are fatter and some of them are slimmer.
Some of them are fatter. There's only fat ones in Pikmin 2.
Okay.
Which is why I asked you if you remembered which colors there were in the world.
Yeah, because
yellow,
like the
green,
blue,
besides,
red.
Besides rose gold was because Pikmin 2 introduces like new Pikmin who are different colors. And then Pikmin 3 introduces new Pikmin that are not...
elemental, because I know there's rock.
There's
Pikmin.
The rock Pikmin in Pikmin 3,
in 2,
and there's winged Pikmin.
It's yellow, green, blue, red is what I remember in 2.
There's no
and
green.
A purple one.
It's just yellow, blue, red.
In
2, sorry, and that's in 1. So well,
let's get into it.
Let's talk about what Pikmin are.
Enough speculation. Get to the facts.
Yeah, for those of you listening who don't know what Pikmin are, you might have gathered at this point that they are color-coded. They have a roughly humanoid body, kind of like elves. Two round eyes, two arms and two legs, two hands and two feet.
Kind of like elves.
Each with 3 digits, kind of like elves. And a tall stem with a single leaf bud or 5-petaled flower on their head.
Right, yeah. When they get strong, it blooms, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So it goes from leaf to bud to 5-petaled flower.
And then you can harvest them and turn them into opium.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. But if you played like me, I just waited for all that sweet bud, and then would harvest them then.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude. You don't want them flowering. Can't smoke that shit.
Olimar just, like, spraying them down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's filthy dreads all filling up his space helmet. Yeah.
He just crash lands on a planet, just sets up shop on the beach.
So yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Got a nice little hydroponics lab in there.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, I owe $25 million to my boss somewhere.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm fine here.
Yeah. Got no problems here, man.
Chill.
I think I used to have a wife and son, though. Yeah, actually, like, because he writes, you write in your journal, like, at the end of each day, basically.
Yeah.
In Pikmin. And there's, like, a day-night cycle, and when it becomes night, you basically, you go to bed, and then it, like, restarts.
Does night kill your Pikmin?
No, they go to sleep in their nests.
Right.
Also called onions, because they resemble onions.
Right.
So, yeah, the whole game, the gameplay wise, is all about like micromanaging. It's kind of like an RTS if your units were not very responsive and idiots that could fall over sometimes.
Yep.
so like Pikmin 1 and Pikmin 2, there's the Pikmin will like stumble and sometimes be like a little slower to react to your orders or whatever. In Pikmin 1 and 2, there was a chance that they could actually fall over and, like, basically stun themselves. And in Pikmin 1, it could happen, like, quite often, actually.
Mm. You whistle to direct them, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Each Pikmin serves a function. They're good at different things. So it's, like, kind of like a puzzle game where you have to, like, organize them, but they can also attack and things
Reminds
like that.
Reminds me of Lemmings a little bit, because they're kind of a little bit disposable, too.
Yeah.
Or, like, Darkest Dungeon, where basically all of your employees are disposable.
Yeah.
Never played Darkest Dungeon.
I don't lose any of those. Sweet boys. Man, the narrator in that game is good. So their limbs, their arms and stuff, serve as roots when they're buried underground. So those onions, those nests, can produce new Pikmin.
Oh yeah, don't you have to put like pellets inside of them?
You put nectar inside of them.
Yeah, that's it. Put in that sweet, sweet nectar, and then you get some. Then you get some little boys.
Yeah, or seeds too. So when a Pikmin dies, there's a chance that it drops a seed, which you can put in the onion, and it will produce an extra Pikmin.
Does it have the same memories?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so Pikmin, when they die, a ghost is seen leaving their body, implying that they do have souls.
Oh. And an afterlife?
It's sometimes accompanied by a spray of liquid correspondent to the Pikmin's color, likely blood or hemolymph.
What is that last word?
What's hemolymph?
I assume it's blood for plants.
Oh, okay.
But
this is not a botany podcast, so yeah. Google it yourself.
You gotta photosynthesize the chloroform to get to the hemolids.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
Chlorophyll.
The chloroform.
It's
knock out some of your bitch Pikmin and then
that's it.
Put them in the boot of your car, drive that shit off a bridge.
Boom, hemolymph.
Yeah, boom, life insurance policy.
Yeah. I bought these new flowers. Every time I sniff them, I pass out for like 30 minutes.
Keep waking up in the trunk of my car. Tiny, tiny men have carried me here.
Yeah. They do have skeletal structures, despite being plants, because when they get electrocuted, you can see their skeletons.
Right.
Oh.
Is there not... Blue Pikmin are to cross electrified shit, right?
No. So, I was going to get into this later.
Never mind.
But you guys are so horny for it. So, let's do the colors.
I mean, I am.
The known types of Pikmin, and there's almost, like, definitely more. The red has a thorn nose, is fireproof, and is the strongest attackers because it hits them with its thorned nose.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Red. Angry. Fighty.
Angry, give them a little fighty punch. Give them a little pecs. With nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nose punch.
The yellow ones have big ears.
They're just really good at listening to their friends.
They're good at listening.
They're the therapy pick.
Very empathetic. Yeah. They're resistant to electricity.
Okay, it's them.
And they're able to glide on those big ears.
Yeah, they're not shocked by much.
They're
just, hey!
They're above everyone. Exactly. You know, gliding around.
Exactly. Yeah. The blue ones have gills, though you can't see them, and are waterproof.
It's like Argonians.
Yeah.
In the Elder Scrolls. Can't see the gills.
Exactly. The blue Pikmin are like Argonians, in that they're from the marsh.
What do they do, though?
They can cross water, basically. So to solve puzzles and progress in the game, like you'll come across like different challenges, like video game do, where it's like, oh, I want to get further in this game, but I only have red Pikmin, and there's this wall of electricity. I wonder what I'm supposed to do. And then it's you know, 20 minutes later, it's like, here's a yellow Pikmin. He's invincible to electricity. And you're
So you have to get a paperclip to get more money from it. So
You trade a paperclip for a rubber band, trade it for a pen, trade it for a pet cat, which you trade for somebody's brooch, which then you trade for a car, which then you trade in for somebody's house, and boom, A house is worth
paperclip. That's not how Pikmin works.
There's a lot of paperclips and other junk in Pikmin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't think you trade up, though. You just bring them. Indiscriminately bring it home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Olimar is very much based on that homeless man who did that thing, but Miyamoto was just like, oh, I want to whimsy it up a bit, so he changed exchanged homelessness for tiny elves.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. It's all a metaphor.
Lore Boys, yeah, Lore Boys canon.
Again, it is about consumerism and capitalism,
yeah.
And the hopeless destitute that capitalism leaves in its wake.
Yeah, which is odd for a billion-dollar company to make. Yeah. Just like, boy, we sure fucking you guys up.
Yeah, yeah. There's the purple ones who appear in Pikmin 2.
Yep.
They're subterranean, so you don't have onions for them, basically.
They're pick moles.
They have exactly six spiky hairs on top of their head.
On top of their head?
Okay, good. Three hairs, three pubes.
They're beef boys. They move slower but are stronger. And if you can throw them to do bonus damage, but they attack slower than the red Pikmin.
Okay. And what's the color again? Sorry.
Purple.
Purple, yeah, nice.
Imagine red plus blue together.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, so you can they them. Swim?
No.
No, they're
not feature-wise, just color-wise.
Yeah, they don't have mixed skills. They're just... They're
if
just
you're wondering...
If I had never heard of purple, that would not help me at all. Like,
okay, well, if there's somebody who's never heard of or seen purple...
Just imagine
and you're going to describe it for them. How would you describe it better than imagine red and blue together?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So I would say blue in the dark and you can't really tell what it is yet. Because that's pretty much where they're going to be at. They're not going to know what it is no matter
how. Oh, so you're just going to give up? Yeah, like, yeah, it's like black, dude. I don't know.
What?
It's the essence of darkness, dude.
No, but okay. So let's say I saw red as you saw blue and you saw blue as I saw red. Like, we had the exact same color palette, but those were flipped.
Uh-huh.
How do we communicate that to each other that we could tell, no, my red is different than your red?
Literally can't.
Yeah.
Literally can't.
How do I describe purple to someone who hasn't seen it?
Because
it's blue, but
because
different.
The rest of the world still has a solid frame of reference for how colors relate to each other, and blue and red plus blue makes purple. Like, when on your TV, there's like a purple thing,
yeah.
But you only have red, blue, and green.
No, I know
that TV.
I guess if someone's never combined red and blue, they're not going to know what purple is until after they do it.
You could just do a Hail Mary. It's just like, well, it's kind of like, here, do you remember the buff Pikmin? And they're like, oh, that.
Oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have seen purple.
Yeah, got him.
Yeah, I'm not colorblind. I'm just an idiot.
I'm paranoid now that we all see different colors and we can't talk about it.
Oh, God.
Maybe. Ethan's my favorite,
color?
Tanned friend. For those of you who have never seen Ethan, he is the blonde one of the group.
I am. Not very tan.
Dirty blonde.
Next is the white Pikmin, another subterranean one. These ones look like kind of weird. They're like white with like blood red, like oversized eyes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that as well, yeah.
They're poison resistant, and they have like object sonar where they can like detect objects underground and then
the white ones are immune to poison is kind of an odd thing, especially for Nintendo where their poison Pokemon are mostly purple.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like if they were the buff ones, like what is buffness? Like they could be the stark white ones with the creepy red eyes.
Yeah.
But like the purple ones would be resistant to poison.
They look kind of like, I don't know, just weird insects or something though.
Yeah.
They're the most like insectoid looking ones, I'd say.
Yeah.
Just based on the color palette.
They have disgusting mantis arms.
Like blood red eyes is like,
yeah,
fucking gross.
Evocative. Yeah. Rock Pikmin were introduced in Pikmin 3.
They also have just long hair and sleeveless shirts.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They don't listen to their leader because they don't like authority.
No, exactly.
Very anti-institution.
They only come out at night phase or whatever.
Yeah, they smoke cigarettes. They drive a motorcycle.
Yeah.
They're rock-shaped. Go figure. They literally they look the least like Pikmin in that they like the other Pikmin in that they are literally shaped like rocks instead of like these weird little elf
rocks
sylph like figures.
Rocks have lots of shapes though. Is it more like a pebble or a boulder or
kind
of
like a pyramid? I'd say
a pyramid,
like an uneven an uneven pyramid, kind of like a point, like an arrowhead maybe.
Oh, okay.
But like with a wide bottom.
I imagine the more
a
like
fat bottom arrowhead, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, those Thickmen over there.
Boy, yo,
hey, yo, Thickmen. I like that. I want that just on a shirt. Yeah. More merchandising, spitballing. T-shirts will never sell.
Cone Witch, 2020, baby.
Yeah.
The rock shape can damage certain things which other Pikmin can't via their hardness because they're hard boys.
Hard AF, boys.
They're higher throw damage. They have higher throw damage, similar to the purple Pikmin, but they have lower attack damage.
Okay.
More so than the purple Pikmin. They're like the extreme of throw does a lot of damage, but they're really slow to hit.
They're the alt Pikmin, basically.
And other Pikmin, when you throw them at something, they'll latch on and then continue to do damage for like a little while before falling off.
Like the Monster Hunter.
The rock Pikmin cannot latch on to things. So you throw them, they maybe get like one hit in, and then the thing moves.
Okay. So you're encouraged to probably like stack like 10 or 20 of them and then just throw them all at once and like burst damage something.
Yeah.
Like one of those big flowers. You got to throw Pikmin at the bad guys to kill them.
Or like those gross frog-looking things.
The like frog-ladybug hybrids.
Yeah.
Which I did look up what they were called, but I didn't write it down, so I can't remember now. Because there is one type of Pikmin which was introduced in Pikmin 3, which is like a symbiote of those, like those ladybug/frog things and regular Pikmin. But I didn't write it down. Then there's winged Pikmin.
Oh, cute.
They have wings.
Stands to reason.
Okay. Do they have a color or...
They're like pink.
Pink.
Oh, okay.
That's cute. They're like little ferrymen.
So at the end of the first game, when you leave the planet, NPF 404, I believe it's called.
Memorable.
Yeah, NPF 404. No big deal.
Yeah.
When you leave the planet, when Captain Olimar is leaving the planet on his ship, you see a bunch of other onions like from orbit of a bunch of different other colors that you just haven't found in the game or you might never find in the game.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So it stands to reason that there's like a lot more diversity, but because Captain Olimar was very small for the planet, because I guess we didn't explain this, you're collecting junk garbage, like batteries and things like that, to repair your ship.
And they're huge.
They're huge in relation to the Pikmin and Olimar himself.
Olimar himself would be maybe like 3 or 4 inches tall.
Yeah.
What does he look like for all the people at home who haven't played?
He's wearing an astronaut suit. He's got like a fishbowl helmet.
He looks like Stewie Griffin a little bit. Football head. Yeah. Big, dumb red nose.
Not
like,
a red nose.
Slit eyes, doesn't
alcoholic
he?
Alcoholic dog that falls.
Slit eyes. He has like one or two hairs on his head, and he does have a very big bulbous nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiny little mouth. And yeah, his eyes, I don't think they ever open. They're just little slits, right? He's just like
as far
squinting.
As I know,
he's like Brock.
It's just really bright on NPF 404.
He can't put sunglasses on because he can't take his helmet off. The atmosphere is poisonous. Yeah. He's like, son of a bitch. Draw them onto the front of the helmet.
That would work, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Just look through the tinted strip.
I guess he could just get like a visor.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, that's... solid, Ethan. Yeah,
solid.
It's
true.
Yeah,
good point, man.
Nothing to say. You just
solved it. No further comment. No opinions on visors here.
Nope.
Pro, con, just
pro
neutral.
Visor. Pro visor.
Pro visor.
Yeah.
I'd advise you get a visor.
Okay. Yeah. Pro. We got two pro visors here.
Well, that's more. That's another good point on Ghost Witch's platform.
Okay. I'll make the podcast more interesting and say I'm anti-visor.
What?
Whoa! What?
I think they're dumb. I love the sun in my eyes.
Would you rather put your hand against your brow to block out the sun? Yeah.
I love
like
the sun in my eyes.
Ethan has a gambling problem, but the only thing that stops him is the betting guy who has the visor.
Oh, the dealer?
Yeah, he's just like, nah.
I don't trust that motherfucker.
Exactly.
With a scary hat on.
Shifty
you can see through the bill.
Yeah, it's like, it's green tinted. Why is it so green? It's actually was used by accountants and bookies back in the day to prevent eye strain caused by their lamps when they were working.
Oh.
There's a fun little visor fact for you guys. Didn't know this was the visor episode of the Lore Boys, did ya?
Yeah, the Pikmin was all just an elaborate setup, so we could talk about accounting in the 30s.
Yeah,
that's it.
I guess that those people, too, like who were like Betty's, like, are in like a casino, they're kind of designed so you never have to see the sun, so their eyes are probably really, really sensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're always in like a dark room with just...
They all have like pale, translucent skin.
Yeah, and they refer to the gamblers as daywalkers. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Blood red eyes, they can detect objects underground.
Yeah, they spit acid at you when you don't pay up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the Montreal casino is a weird place. casino manager like throwing card dealers at fucking giant frogs.
So, Captain Olimar... Pikmin follow leaders. They seem to imprint. Is that what it when a baby duck does something?
Yeah, exactly.
They seem to imprint on people fairly easily. So Captain Olimar lands on this planet, sees some sprouts.
That's really fucked up. Where it's like pulls him out of the ground, like Olimar, are you my mommy?
Yeah.
He's like, yes. Now go die in that electric.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, chucks.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure am.
Now suck on this battery. I got a theory to test.
Yeah. Eat this.
So yeah, he lands on this planet. He sees them like in the ground. He pulls them out of the ground near one of these onions. He pulls him out and realizes it's a thing that will listen to his commands via his whistling, which I guess he figures out relatively quick.
It's pretty good.
So these onions he can bring when a Pikmin dies and its soul leaves its body in a cry of anguish. He can harvest a seed from its corpse and bring it back to the onion to have it sort of reincarnated.
Okay.
At which point it appears as a sprout coming out of the ground with just a leaf. You can pull it out as a leaf, or you can wait and it'll mature. It will go to a bud eventually. And
so are they buffer in that case? Like, would the red one do more damage if you threw like a bloomed Pikmin at a frog thing?
The red Pikmin with the leaf does, like, let's say one damage. The red Pikmin with the bulb does two damage. The red Pikmin with the flower does three damage.
Okay,
essentially.
Okay,
they scale up as they go.
Okay,
I believe the yellow ones can glide farther, and probably they're probably like all tankier and do more damage. They could just also have like a little other utility,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, but your each level is kind of on a timer where you have to finish it before the day stops. So you're encouraged to pick them up quicker so they mature faster, I guess.
It's kind of like Majora's Mask, and like
the day
resets. So if you get like close to the object that you need to get,
yeah,
and the day's ending, it's like you gotta go back to your ship,
yeah,
kind of thing, you know.
Okay,
so but it's you just keep like wasted time.
Okay, yeah.
Despite the fact he works for a capitalist corporation where they want to recycle bottle caps, he does have a very USSR approach to just, like, fucking, as many as I can, get them out there early, they'll just die on the front lines.
Exactly. Yeah. You can extinct, like Pikmin, at which point, if all your Pikmin die in a day, Olimar will, like, because, again, at the end of each day, he writes in his journal.
Yeah.
And it'll say, like, oh, I can't believe, what kind of leader am I? I can't believe I've failed them by killing them all. And then you wake up in the morning and the onions have produced, like, a few new sprouts, basically.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's nice.
This
game's a lot like our careers. It's like a puzzle. You got to collect things along the way. And then it's over.
Yeah.
They can't wait for that part.
They can also level up by eating nectars or that they just find around. So you can, like, feed them stuff.
Okay.
And they get strong, too. All
right. Like batteries, because you're a fucked up parent.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, eat this.
Yeah, eat this.
Yeah.
Make your bones grow strong.
Probably.
Make your bones grow visible, at the very least.
Teeth?
So these Pikmin are peaceful little things hanging out on this planet until a leader invariably shows up and ends up enslaving them. So, yep. Like, all three games... and like all the other like spin-off games, because there's like some DS titles.
I was gonna say, too. Are there handheld Pikmin?
Yeah, there is. Okay. I've never played those ones. There's always a leader who shows up and enslaves them to his or her will, to do horrific things in the name of profits.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, it's life.
Yeah,
that's it. It's like when a cult leader shows up in your town and he's, you know, asking for your help to raise some funds. You're like, well. I guess
they have like
do
one
it.
Charismatic Pikmin who has like a little bit of a backbone. He's just like, no, we shouldn't follow this spaceman. And then he turns up dead.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ironically, it's unexplained. Very unfortunate accident.
He wakes up in the morning,
stabbed himself in the back.
The leaf on his head has been plucked.
Yeah.
But at least the Pikmin have the visibility of the man moving in. We've all just been born into it.
Yeah. That's
you know,
true,
like
yeah.
We don't even.
Oh wow.
It doesn't even clock in that we're working. We're being thrown into pools for somebody else's profit.
I wonder how sentient they are when they're still underground. Because maybe they just, like, they get plucked, and then they're like,
oh,
oh shit, this is it. Like, hey, I'm alive all of a sudden. Here's this guy telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't
screaming into the
what
world?
What if we're all Pikmin, and we're underground right now just waiting to be plucked?
Oh,
we think
shit,
this is reality.
Dude. Yeah. What are colors
what
on the surface?
What are colors on the surface?
But wouldn't you listen to whatever the doctor who gave birth to you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is slightly taller at the time that I first saw sunlight. So
this is some allegory of the cave shit. They're just, like, looking at the reflections on the wall right now.
Yeah,
they're about
exactly.
to be pulled into 3D, man.
For, like, the,
ready for
the fourth time, I think, we've referenced Plato's allegory of the cave.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, too.
It's real stuff, dude.
It's real stuff.
Just like Pikmin.
Says Plato. Yeah. All the critics raving about Plato's latest piece. It's real stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the best games on GameCube were all designed by Plato.
Yeah. Yeah. So these leaders, they're just called leaders in the game, typically show up on Pikmin's planet and put the locals to work. Most of the leaders, including Captain Olimar from the first two games, come from the distant planet Hokotate.
Are there any Galens, too? Just leaders. Okay, got it.
Oh,
okay. Leaders.
Sorry. Gotcha.
The way that you said leaders, though, I actually thought you meant leader. For a while.
A okay. leader.
My brain powered down there for a second. I was just like, what is he talking about?
That is a good joke, James. Peter and I are dumb.
Idiots. Yeah.
Dumb at times.
Anytime someone doesn't laugh at me, it's just because
Critics rave about Ethan and Peter's new podcast, Dumb at Times.
We don't have a good dullard on staff. It's like, you know, the Ricky Gervais show where he has like him and Stephen Merchant and then the bald
Carl.
Guy. Carl
Pilkington.
Yeah, fuck.
I don't know the Ricky Gervais show.
It's quite funny.
I know who those people are. I don't know the show. So Hawk O'Tate is a red colored planet with two intersecting rings and a pale red moon. I'm pretty sure two intersecting rings is impossible in space, so I don't know if this is happening in an alternate universe.
That's true. I guess it would be impossible, because the ring is formed by the direction it's spinning, and you can't have one going in another direction.
That's it. So there would either be a cloud, because rings form from clouds, basically. It's just debris that's floating around, and eventually gravity will pull them all together into one ring. But so it would never form like two rings, which would then intersect or merge. It would just form like one, which would.
And then even if it was possible, like the disturbance of two rings constantly flowing into each other would make probably like a swirly thing at the intersection. And then it would kind of fuck up everything, wouldn't it? Because like you would have two rings of debris just like flying into each other, intersecting on two opposite
sides
of the Earth.
They would be colliding
at two
different
points. Which
would
probably turn into two opposite twisty things.
Yeah. I don't even know how much they would collide, actually.
We talked about this not long ago. But
I think rings are definitely denser. Because I know the asteroid belt, which is between Earth and Mars, is like you'll never hit an asteroid.
It's a matter of scale, though. If you go to Saturn, it's probably pretty dense.
Yeah.
Because
like, it's dense
really
enough
well.
To see, right?
But brightly, right?
Have you guys ever seen Saturn?
We're getting very like big picture this episode. Yeah.
We're literally talking about a planet with rings.
Yeah, it's true though. Yeah,
Hawk O'Tate.
I like a lot of the skyboxes. I've been playing the free Destiny 2, so I've been blown away multiple times with the visuals in that game.
Yeah. Destiny 2 has planets.
Jerking off.
Has planets.
Wait,
jerking
what?
Off.
I don't know how you got there, but I'll listen back to it.
I got the legendary jerk-off emote.
Yeah.
When somebody fucks up, you just hit up on the keypad, and your guy just, like, mimes jerking off and throws it at the other idiot.
Does, like, a nice slow jerk for him.
Yeah.
In Fortnite, you have to, like, just spam the dance that starts with an arm movement, but it's about to become something else.
Okay, yeah.
But you just, like, start it over and over again, so you just...
Master Yi in League of Legends used to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Where he would say, your skills are inferior over and over, and you just spam R, and he would just go... like his sword was a shake weight. Captain Olimar, at the end of each day, does have a nice lengthy jerk. He always chooses one or two Pikmin to bring into his ship with him at the end of the night.
Ah, the chosen Pikmin.
They never come out in the morning.
Oh. No, that's it. Well,
it's a sad life.
It's like they've ascended, right? Or it's like, have you guys seen Cloud Atlas?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you know the maids in future Korea?
Yeah.
So they have been led to believe that there is some kind of like ascendancy outside of the restaurant. But what they're actually being spoilers for the end of Cloud Atlas, what they're actually being is slaughtered and recycled into the food that they feed to the clone maids.
Yeah.
Already. Mm. Yeah, so that's what I was kind of thinking where they would, or like the movie The Island, where the Pikmin think they're gonna go and get off the island.
Congratulations,
but what Olimar is actually eating them or something.
I think it's much simpler. Like they just go in for oligarchs, like fun time, right? But then they come out, there's two in the morning that like already have a flower. You're like, how did that happen?
He gave them his nectar, you could say.
Seed,
yes.
Okay, their seeds, they need nectar.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Coats.
The stars are visible.
Egg, sperm. Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Basic math.
What came first? The
Olimar
egg,
or the wait.
Olimar or the Pikmin. The Pikmin never comes.
No.
It's a sad life.
Yeah. Olimar's very much a roll over and go to sleep kind of guy.
Yeah. It's fair. He had a long day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Telling people to pick up stuff for
around.
Him.
Yeah.
Come on, fuck.
Pikmin is just an oligarch's masturbatory fever dream. And all the Pikmin are from him all along.
Now, here's a topic that we're not qualified to tackle. Olimar is white, and all the Pikmin are specifically people of color.
Well, they're fancy colors. They're not like skin tones.
Yeah, but. I mean, metaphor is a thing, Peter.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Does Miyamoto hate both capitalism and slavery?
It seems like, yeah. Or maybe he loves slavery because everything works out in the end for Olimar.
Oh, fuck.
Things don't work out for the dead and dying planet. Or for the planet that he goes home
to. Don't the Pikmin get rescued too or something? Or does he leave them all there?
He leaves them there.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they're an invasive species. You can bring them back to Hokotate.
No, he's the invasive species.
Yeah, but
he ended up there by accident.
Yeah.
Right?
He is just trying to leave.
On a floating pile of branches that ends up in Australia.
You guys are really on Olimar's side here.
So, yeah.
Olimar.
Olimar is on vacation on his own without his wife and son. So it already sounds like he's a pretty bad guy. Yeah. He's like, him and the wife need separate vacations. She's got to stay home with the kid.
I'm just saying, you may have cracked the case here that Miyamoto is actually secretly a huge racist.
Yeah.
And that's why his happy-go-lucky game about slavery.
But he's anti-capitalism, so.
To some extent. If he really was, Pikmin would just be fucking free.
That's true.
Right? A true artistic statement instead of a product.
I mean, they're free. They don't cost anything for Olimar.
The Pikmin. Talking about the game, though. If Pikmin itself was a real statement.
Pikmin the game, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
True art is free. If your painting is worth anything, if you put time and effort and thousands of hours and your heart and soul into a piece, and you're not willing to let me download it for free, wow.
Lowboy's art available on DeviantArt, free to download.
Yeah. Cue 10 kids doing a Fortnite dance right now. Yeah. They all love Fortnite and it's free.
Well, that's art, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 children doing Fortnite dances is the definition of art and beauty.
Yeah.
Wow, this got weird.
Yeah. Michelangelo's David, he was just like, I have finished the statue, although what I truly dream of. Yeah. Smash cut.
That's it.
Yeah.
He couldn't get the movement of Orange Justice.
He
couldn't get the movement of Orange Justice just right, so he like scrapped that and just did a guy holding a coat.
Yeah.
It's tough, yeah.
The stars on Hokotate are visible during the day, implying a transparent atmosphere. Which, it adds up why Olimar always wears his helmet, because obviously the atmospheres aren't the same, because it's not a transparent atmosphere on Earth. What?
Yeah, so maybe the color of the air is just relatively different for him. Like Ethan, like you can't see anything, because the color of air for you is my red.
But it's translucent. It's transparent, though.
Yeah.
Because you can see the stars during the day.
Oh, shit.
So the sun comes out, and you could still see stars.
So there's no...
So either...
What would the atmosphere be made of if it's not reflecting any color? Because the sky is blue. Correct me if I'm wrong. Again, not qualified to speak on this. Atmospheric sciences and race relations, not our forte.
Believe it or not, one of our many not fortes.
Yeah, exactly. We have a few skills.
Yeah.
The atmosphere appears blue because of hydrogen.
Nitrogen.
For nitrogen?
Yeah, the atmosphere is like 70-something percent okay. Nitrogen.
And it's reflections of the water, too, right?
Our like deepest
the
color of the cells.
Water? No, water's blue because of the sky. Water appears blue because of the sky. Water,
as far as I know, that's
water, if you've ever seen it in a glass, clear.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here's one for you. The water in your glass, same water. It's all water, baby.
I don't call it water.
It's all water.
I don't call it water until I put my blue food coloring in, because then
it's water.
Yeah, it spooks you out. Yeah, until I put my blue Kool-Aid shit in there.
Well, you got to put the blue Kool-Aid stuff in there, otherwise sky turns transparent. We got to look at those dang stars all day.
Stupid.
Fucking Trump's new thing where he's just like, we're going to go to Hawaii, dump Kool-Aid into the ocean. Yeah. It's going to be fine. It'll fix the hole in the ozone. Yeah. You won't be able to see it anymore.
Won't be able to see the stars anymore. Those stars that we hate.
Yeah. When you're blasting Kool-Aid into the atmosphere.
Everyone can go home and boil their Pop-Tarts in peace.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why blue raspberry Pop-Tarts are so good.
Yeah.
Because the blue really, you know.
Apologies to any of our conservative listeners.
Yeah.
Or what?
I said apologies to any of our conservative listeners.
Yeah, they prefer the strawberry Pop-Tarts.
That's
a very conservative good flavor of Pop-Tart.
Not like those fucking s'mores Pop-Tarts.
This year's voting
for all those fucking land stealing.
Okay, Peter, let's not talk shit about s'mores Pop-Tarts, okay?
What you graham cracker, you fucking gypsy?
Yeah, this is about to get real fucking heated too.
Pikmin, I need to cool off.
S'mores everything and anything. Jamie worked at McDonald's when we were in high school.
Yeah,
and they did s'mores
McFlurry
pies for a while.
As far as
the apple pies, but like with s'mores.
Oh, the chausseur.
They throw out all the pies at the end because we weren't one of those fancy 24-hour places. Like we would close at 11, 12. So all of those pies would either go in the garbage or into my sweet high school pockets.
Hell yeah.
And I could pass it off to Ethan.
Jamie totally stole me a full bag of frozen McDonald's s'mores pies.
That's amazing.
In high school. And as a high school kid who liked to smoke weed. Nothing could have been better.
They're baked. They're going to go in the trash anyways. Yeah. Might as well, right?
I do remember having sex for the first time, and it was not as good as those s'more spies. Shout out to that girl.
Yeah.
Who probably doesn't listen to the podcast.
She might.
She might. Yeah. In which case, hey, sup, girl?
Yeah. Ethan, I listen to the podcast.
Jamie's going to be editing later. He's going to be like, what the fuck did he say?
Completely forget. Yeah.
Oh my God. I only gave him those s'more pies so he'd have sex with me.
Fuck. Are you bribed him for sex with s'mores pies?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just sharing between friends, but
okay. It was a bribe, apparently.
It's the only reason we fucked, James. Hokotate Freight. That's easy to say. Rhymes.
What is this? What are you starting?
Is this like a freight company?
It's the company that Captain Olimar works for.
Okay. Thought that was the beginning of a stroke. Hokotate Freight.
I'll hold the episode anyway, but it just ends there.
Hokotate Freight. We're going to have a heavy birtation. Hokotate Freight, the headquarters, this is what the president works for, or what the president owns and operates.
Of course, yeah.
Is... apparently built near a city.
That's Herchmash Freitschnish?
Yeah, Hokotate Freight.
Hokotate Freight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That the president works for, which is a thing I just said 10 seconds ago, James.
Yes, of course.
Herchmash Freitschnish.
Movie magic. There was no break.
No. Not on this podcast. No. It's all cold cuts, baby.
It's a deli up in here.
Yeah.
More boys, deli meats. Hey, what can we get you?
Download now.
Hokotate, at various points in the games, is described as having at least a desert, swamps, and hot springs.
Desert, swamps, and hot springs. Okay, so it's like a dry, moist, hot area. It's just hot.
You might call it dry, moist.
It's mostly hot.
It's like a regular planet from what I can see, because we have a bunch of different biomes.
Yeah, exactly.
On this here Earth.
Earth.
Very cold where we are. There's no hot springs, no deserts, no jungles.
Nope. Sun goes down at 3:15 in the afternoon.
Except for the concrete jungle, baby.
Eastern time. Let's go do parkour.
Hey, I heard today, it's all a buzz on Twitter, that Karl Marx's great-grandson does parkour videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently.
It's too bad he doesn't shoot stuff, because he could be a marksman.
Oh. Well, I mean, if you consider shooting video.
Yeah, I guess.
It does on YouTube.
Marksman's much cooler than photographer or cameraman.
Yeah.
I think they should do that.
If you're just shooting targets, whatever. Triathlon guy.
Yeah, okay. You know that beer is banned in the triathlon? Is that true?
Wait,
beer?
What?
Beer, yeah. You can't have beer because it steadies your nerves too much. It's like a performance-enhancing drug.
Oh, you shoot too good.
Yeah, you shoot better.
Yeah, there's that whole thing about smoking pot and snowboarding is a performance-enhancing drug, but...
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, I can't
someone who's gone very quickly and has also tried the devil's lettuce, I don't think that would help any.
Yeah, really. as someone who smokes weed and gets really anxious and wants to curl up in a ball, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. It's just that's the only way they can tuck into that double front.
Oh, yeah, that's how they get the double front.
I just want to curl up so bad.
Just remember, it's legal in our country, and what is actually currently killing people is romaine lettuce. So
yeah,
the devil's lettuce has switched.
Oh, God. The devil's got his hands on romaine lettuce.
Yeah. If you're listening to this episode new, throw away your romaine lettuce.
Yeah, there's E. coli in it, which I think is the newest Crash Bandicoot boss, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best kart racer.
Yeah.
Him and Dysentery.
Yeah.
So Hokotate Freight is a deep space long-haul shipping company and is managed by the president, like I had said. The games are about consumerism. The first taking place on a pseudo-Earth in the games. It's called PNF 404. Which I'm not sure if that's what I said earlier. Let's assume it was. The listeners at home
No,
will
you
know.
Said NP. I remember because it was almost like Neil Patrick Harris, but it was NPF.
Neil Patrick Ferris.
That's what I thought in my head, but I was like, that's stupid. I won't say that.
You can cut it out and it'll never happen.
Neil Patrick Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I thought about that whole thing as well, like the before and after for Wheel of Fortune, but I was like, I won't say that.
Okay, now, Jamie, what was I thinking about saying but didn't say?
You were thinking about I don't know what you were thinking. I don't read your mind. Not since I gave you those, sweet, sweet McDonald's treats. We haven't been that close.
Yeah, yeah. Not since the last time we penetrated each other have we been so close.
I didn't say that.
Well, what do you think two men having sex is, James? Go ahead.
Sweet, sweet Pop-Tart love.
Yeah, it's like the gooey inside of a s'mores pie from McDonald's.
Oh my god,
that's such a visual.
Stop.
The white and dark brown.
No! I feel like I was brought along into that bit more than I wanted to be.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, you said it, because you were the one who was going to be saying what I was thinking, remember?
Yeah, there you go.
It really was you that brought it up.
It's inappropriate, Jamie, to put those thoughts in your head.
When you think about it, you're the one ruining this podcast.
Oh, my God. I have dinner with my father in, 20 minutes. I don't know how I'm going to change gears from this.
Bring it up with him. Talk to him about it. Hey, if you're not sure about the birds and the bees, or the birds and the birds and the bees and the bees, talk with your dad about it.
Yep, in this case.
He might know. He might know something.
The pops and the tarts.
Or leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and ask the question there. We'll answer it on the air. Yeah, all your sex questions, post on our iTunes review section.
Only on iTunes.
Please.
Dr. Ruth is fucking eat your heart out. We're in charge now.
Dear Abby, dear Ethan, Peter, and Jamie, right? I had said this earlier, but in the first game, our boy Olimar is on vacation trying to desperately get away from his wife that he neglects and his son that he probably hasn't told about the birds and the bees. Because, when he goes home at the end of the first game, he literally brings his son a fucking bottle cap. Like, wow, great dad.
Isn't it huge by comparison? That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's, basically his size.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
But it's still a bottle
what
cap.
What do you do with it, yeah?
Yeah, thanks, dad.
Yeah, you make a table out of it.
I guess scrap metal is, pretty valuable at the time. So you'd be like, oh, it's probably some rare metal from another place.
Take it to the scrapyard, get beer money. Oh, baby.
Trade bottle caps to pop bottle caps. Yeah.
I don't know how rare aluminum would be on another planet.
You're assuming it's aluminum.
Well, what are bottle caps made out of? Aluminum, right?
Ours are. Did you get in there and do a little?
He got it from PNF. Well, so PNF
did you go in there and bite it or what?
PNF 404 is, for all intents and purposes,
it's Earth. You can pick up fucking Duracell batteries. In the second game.
Duracell branded batteries and stuff like that. So it's called this thing, and you land there. You never run into humans or human life, and you run into weird alternate life, like the Pikmins and the ladybugs. When the frogs and the ladybugs fucked, they didn't turn the frogs gay. They gave the frogs kinks for ladybugs, and they did.
Alex Jones was not quite on the money, as he often isn't. So he did miss
as he has not been before.
Yeah, as he is wont to do. Yeah. He was completely wrong.
So yeah, you're essentially on Earth. They never outright say it, but
I wonder if it's some sort of post-apocalypse where it's way in the future and you're cleaning up the kind of archaeological scraps of humanity, like batteries and bottle caps and shit.
Yeah, so that's again, from my takeaway, and I say the game's about consumerism, this is my takeaway from it.
Yeah.
This is the first independent thought the Loreboys have ever had. We're becoming sentient.
No, no.
Better watch out.
We must be stopped.
Yeah, somebody shut it down. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and just write, shut it down. And we'll shut it down as I twang my string.
That's the only things that Ethan reads. If you have a 1-star review, he's not going to read it and know to shut it down.
No, yeah. Only 5-star reviews for sure.
Leave a 5-star review, and what it says is, this is actually a 1-star review.
Oh, God. You'll break me. My brain won't know how to deal with this information. So, yeah, I have the takeaway that it's about consumerism because it seems to be an abandoned planet that has moved on from what Earth once was, and it is just full of garbage, basically. Like the one thing that remains of our legacy is not, our statues and all this other stuff. It is just the garbage that we've left behind. Yeah. So it has, a pretty strong anti-littering message in it because, the garbage is everywhere, and it turns out to be a good thing for Captain Olimar in the end, but he's also a racist slave owner, so.
Yeah, so.
If you litter, you're helping racist slave owners in the future from other planets.
So recycle, kids.
Recycle, yeah. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Compost if you can. Look up composting centers near you today. At the beginning of the second game, Captain Olimar returns home from his vacation where he got marooned. is on his way to see his son and finds out Louis, his companion in the second game, has bankrupted the company. They needed to sell his ship, Captain Olimar's ship, and the president, he's holding that bottle cap, and a ship is like, an older ship detects the bottle cap, and is like, oh, that's worth $100 or whatever.
What's the currency? Do you remember?
Oh, there's another thing that I didn't write down, Peter.
Pick bucks?
It's one of those things that it would be cool to know for fun facts, but it's like, it's just a currency, right? It's like a unit of measurement. You just pick whatever you like.
It's a poco.
Thank you.
A poco. Mm-hmm. A poco-poco, man.
It bears a strong resemblance to the coins found in the Mario series of video games.
Well.
Wow, here's a fun fact. The intrinsic value of pocos fluctuates within Pikmin 2 and across games to Pikmin 3. Rather like real fiat money.
Huh.
Thus, there's no conversion value to real-life currency.
It gives the illusion of a changing economy within the game, but really, the developers between 2 and 3 didn't think to keep it consistent.
Yeah.
That puts it in canon, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That canonizes some sort of...
You know how horny we get for canon.
Oh, yeah.
So, this older ship detects the bottle cap, says, that's worth 100 pocos. And the president's like, that was a gift for your son, give it to me. And go back to that planet and find more
Get more
junk.
Trash for me.
Yeah, so in the second one, you are collecting junk and sending it back to the planet to make money for your boss, basically.
So you end up, ironically, as like an indentured servant and then enslave smaller plant elves?
You know, that's a really interesting point, is that, you know, capitalism kind of enslaves us all.
It does.
Yeah, whereas...
We never really get to buy our freedom.
Yeah,
an indentured servant.
We're all working for those new things. You know what I mean? We're all slaving away, getting electrocuted,
for more
gliding on our ears.
Yeah,
trying to get more things.
Lord knows I'm paying off old things, my man. It's like, no, this is, it goes deeper than just new things.
And Jamie's got big ears. He does a lot of gliding.
Oh yeah,
James, the indentured member of the cast.
Yeah,
100 podcasts. You can have your apartment back.
Oh my Lanta.
Yeah, and that's Pikmin, boys.
That's all right. The Pikmins.
That is the Pikmins.
Yeah,
there's a hell of a lot more there than I thought there would be.
Yeah, there's even more. We pretty much, I tried not to get into the games too much. We ended up pretty much covering Pikmin 1.
Yeah.
But they're fun, quirky little games. Like, they're like, I don't know if I would say like a completely relaxing game, but they're like a mid-paced game, you know what I mean? They're not like all slow, because you do have to like give your command inputs or whatever, but it's not like... Not like a shooter or something where it's like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
It's more like mid-tempo.
I remember having a lot of fun with it, like just relaxing, and like it is like a little puzzly, and sometimes you mess up, but it's like super forgiving, and you just keep playing. And
hanging out, relaxing, all cool.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, yeah.
Shooting people outside the school.
I think there's like shooting some Pikmin sort of time challenge to it as well. I could be misremembering, but I think like...
Yeah, that's something that
you have to go to bed, and I think nighttime is too cold or something dangerous.
Yeah. I think you could like perfect cycle most of the levels, and there's like some sort of bonus for a time challenge.
But... I wonder what a Pikmin speedrun looks like, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We'll look that up eventually.
Yeah. Eventually we'll watch that.
I watch a lot of speedruns. I'll watch it.
James is going to start speedrunning Pikmin. Stay tuned to twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Dude, I'm like 30th place unsubmitted in Super Hot right now, so look out.
Two runs,
VR,
baby.
The real one, yeah.
Two runs. I got 30th place on the leaderboard out of 30.
That's it. No, 32.
32.
I'm beating two sorry saps.
Yeah.
Hey, fucking better than being 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
You only have to shave 20 minutes off your 30-minute speed run.
Yeah, if you guys want to see something fucking crazy, go look up the number one Super Hot VR speed run. This guy is just like, his arms are moving like so crazy. He's making these throws, which are not easy and intuitive in the game.
Well, I would argue intuitive. But
intuitive, yeah. Maybe it's intuitive. But to know, like, the first time you pick up the controller, you're not going to throw in the right place. It's not intuitive like that. It is after you play a lot. Well, you throw something and something shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Peter.
Yeah.
Let's say I crash land on a planet.
Right.
And I get marooned.
Okay.
And I grab some of the locals.
Okay, following you so far.
And I hook them up to a battery.
Right.
To the point where I can access a series of servers via the internet.
Okay.
And I was looking for you.
Right.
Where, how?
Given that exact scenario,
uh-huh.
And only that scenario.
Uh-huh.
You can find me at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I am the cartoonist at theloreboys.com for this here podcast arena. I think that's all I do these days. Jambo?
You can find me at James T-H-E Miller on Facebook and also at T-L-B underscore J-A-Y-M-I-L on Instagram. Ethan, where can I find you?
I think we're Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram as well. Sorry,
Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah. Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram.
Which the art does get posted to Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram.
And the silly things we do. I have some photos from like Migs from a couple weeks ago I should throw up there.
It yeah, you should.
It's on brand.
I haven't been on Instagram in months.
In a minute.
So wow. Yeah. I'm all on Twitter. I'm the tweet boy. I'm the sweet boy tweet boy. I'm at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. You can find us on Twitch sometimes. We've been a little less consistent recently, but we're all trying to get back into it. I think once the semester ends, I might have like a couple just like random streams. And Jamie, yep. Do you want to go back to streaming regularly on Thursdays?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it Thursdays. And Caffeine TV is this new thing that's getting off the ground. And I have a friend who's like kind of there at the ground floor. And I think I'm going to try streaming on that at the same time as Twitch. Because it'd be cool to get off of the ground floor of any streaming thing. So.
Yeah.
And I do want to start streaming our recordings eventually, or at least recording VODs, because we do have two webcams now, so I think we can get
we
all of
us on stream.
We have
been asked to do it in the past.
Yeah, that's it. So look out for that. We usually record Saturday afternoons. It's a Sunday today, because it was my little brother's birthday yesterday.
And it's my dad's birthday tonight, which I'm leaving for and getting calls for right now in, like, soon.
Very so fun. If you want to pay us, quickly, Lore Boys Prime. Let's do it.
So for anybody who listens to this show, on the reg, which is short for regular.
Oh, dude, that's really cool. Thing.
Right? Yeah. It's
that
also
might take off.
It could also be short for regulate, regurgitate, regress, regraph.
Regent.
Regency? Honestly, REG probably is short
Regicide.
For regent. Right?
Also, I'll see you on the reg.
Yeah. I'll see you on the regicide. Yeah. I'll see you on the regurgitation. For anybody who listens to us on the regular, we do offer a service called Lore Boys Premium, which is, you know, a small monthly fee that you guys give to us, and we try and give back. It's kind of like a Patreon. We just don't work with Patreon.
We work with patricide.
Yeah, so our price right now for we can't talk about our upcoming project, but we need chicken bones, so we're not actually asking for money, but if you guys mail in basically 3 chickens worth of chicken bones per month, we'll get you signed up for Lore Boys Premium.
Yeah, there's no charge for this, but pay for postage. You can consider that your financial donation to
the Lore Boys
Empire.
Yeah, and it is a very exciting project coming out with all these chicken bones, let me tell you. We've amassed like several thousand chickens worth of bones so far, but we need a lot more, so we really need all the help that we can get. And this month, if you do that, we're willing to send back. James and I have been getting into baking recently.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made some s'mores pies. We won't tell you what the secret ingredient is, so we're looking to share. We're looking to share some of our love with our listeners and get you some of those sweet, tasty pies in your mouth.
I didn't know you were going there. I didn't play along.
Make sure if you sign up for Lore Boys Premium to tweet me pictures of you putting those pies in your mouth, baby.
Yeah.
I want to see it. And that constitutes a Lore Boys out.
Disappointed.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.